God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Had he told them to go up and possess the land? Yes, but when he told them to go, they weren't ready to go. They said, we can't. So he said, all right, then turn around and go back into the wilderness. They said, no, now we're ready to go. We're going to go now. He said, no, I said, don't go. No, this is the promised land, and he told us to go, so we're going. Was it faith?
No.
What was the difference? Instead of faith, it was presumption. But it has all of the indicators of faith. We're going to believe God. We're going to be strong. We're going to take it. But it wasn't faith. It was presumption. And they were destroyed. What's the difference between faith and presumption? Go to Romans 10. Romans 10, please. A lot of you know this verse. You've marked it. You could quote it. But let's not assume we know all about it. Romans 10 and verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report, our word, our message? So then faith comes by hearing that message, the word, and hearing by the word of God. Tell me how faith comes. Now, if you've been around any faith teaching, you've heard it. How many have heard this before? You've heard it again and again. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Can you have faith without hearing? No, because that's how it comes. Can your faith exceed your hearing? It cannot, because that's how faith comes. And this is where people get in trouble. You can't believe beyond what you have heard. Say it out loud, I can't believe,
I can't believe.
Beyond what I've heard.
Beyond what I've heard.
Let me give you an example. What if I'm talking to you and you say, I'm believing that Brother Dave is going to come and cut my grass. I'm believing Brother Dave is going to come work in my flower bed. You must say, boy, that'd take a lot of faith. Not really. It wouldn't take any more faith than any other thing. Yeah, have you heard people talk like that? Boy, that'd take a lot of faith. It's not funny. That statement's not funny. And it's nothing to joke about. Faith is how we live. Faith is the difference between being lost and saved, living and dying, bills being paid and going under and losing everything, overcoming a terminal disease or dying early. And like so many other things, and this is one of the reasons why I began this at the direction of the Lord. I was out of town a while back, and the Lord began ministering to me about this, and He brought to me phrase after phrase that I've heard people say, and I saw He's not pleased with the loose attitude that faith people have about faith. Well, that's us. We're faith people. But people use these phrases too loosely. I'm believing for this. I'm in faith about that. Well, just take it on faith. Just take it by faith. Boy, that'd take a lot of faith. Whoo, I don't know if I can believe that or not. Oh, that's a lot of believing there. Believing. Had somebody tell me a while back, I'm believing for so-and-so to do such and such. I said, based on what? They looked at me like I'd slapped them. Well, I'm just believing that they will. based on what? People have come to think faith is based on nothing. That is not true. Faith is not based on what you see. Faith is not based on what's perceived with the physical senses. Faith is not based on what can be proven scientifically. But faith is not baseless. Faith is not based on nothing. Faith is based on the most solid foundation in the universe. Faith is based on what God says. Well, I'm believing that Brother Dave is going to come work in my flower bed. Based on what? Well, the Bible said all things are possible to him that believes. And I'm just believing it. That statement is absolutely true. It came from the Master's lips. All things are possible to him that believes. But the rest of the thought is, you can't believe unless you've heard. Right. Oh yeah, I can. I can believe. No, you can't. I'm believing Brother Dave's going to work in my flower bed. You can't believe that unless either the Lord or Dave told you they would. Well, I'm believing that Brother Keith's going to come over and watch my kids this afternoon. You can't believe that. Yes, I can. I'm just going to believe for it. Based on what? Faith is not based on nothing. It has to be based on what is said. Why were they in presumption instead of faith when they said, come on, let's go. Let's do it. Because God had already told them something else. What can they have faith about now? Going into the wilderness. Because that's the last word they got from Him. Now, somebody said, yeah, but it was God's will to bring them in. It was. And if they would have obeyed Him and quit rebelling, how many think He would have fixed it and brought them into the promised land anyway? Amen. Wouldn't He have? Amen. But see, their big deal is they going to do it their way. Right. He said, go in. No, we can't go in. We're not ready to go in. Well, then turn around and go back in there. Nah, we want to go now. We're going to go. We're going to have faith. Nope, that is not faith. That is presumption. Now what you begin to see here is that there is such a tight connection between walking by faith, exercising faith, believing God, and being led by the Spirit. There is no substitute for hearing from the Lord daily. Somebody say daily.
Daily.
Daily. Somebody says, well, I can believe this book. I can just find any verse I want to in here and believe this book. No. No. Every word is true. Every word has power. But does every verse apply to your every situation?
No, sir.
Every day?
No, sir.
But see, that's the approach people have taken. They've taken a legalistic letter of the law. Just believe it. And had a cold, impersonal attempt at walking by faith. But a life of faith is not a cold, technical, letter of the law walk. Our faith is not just in the book. Our faith is in the person who said the words that's in the book. And in order to have faith, you got to hear from Him. Yes, He's going to talk to you through this book. Oh, glory to God, yes. Yes, He's going to talk to you by His Spirit. He's going to talk to you through the fivefold ministry gifts. He's going to talk to us through each other, brothers and sisters. But the main thing is, we must hear from Him. And that is the beginning of faith. Where it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Other translations say, Word of the Christ. And I think that's a more literal rendering. Christ. And of course, the word Christ means anointed. So it is the Word of the anointed. One translation actually says it like this. Faith comes by hearing the Word spoken by the Christ. the word spoken by the Anointed One. And how many have found out that there were situations in your life where something came up and you sought the Lord and He spoke a word to you? Maybe you were reading or you were praying or you were sitting in a service, and how many knew it was the word for your situation? It was just what you needed. And what came with it? It wasn't just a dead intellectual file it in your mental library somewhere. It was a quickening with it. It was life in it. It quickened you. It encouraged you. And what is that? That's faith. Through hearing that anointed word, faith came into you. And now you can believe it. You can believe what He said. People have played with faith. And they have used faith principles too loosely and tried to walk by faith without knowing God. Tried to believe for all the situations in their life without ever checking in with Him and asking Him. The Bible says about David that he was a big one to inquire of the Lord. Have you ever noticed that? Reading his story and reading, the Bible said David inquired of the Lord. And just a few verses later, and David inquired of the Lord. A few verses later, David inquired of the Lord. He's always checking in with the big boss. How many think that's a good idea? Check in frequently with the big boss. Why? And you see that on occasions, he'd inquire of the Lord, should I go up against them, the enemy? And the Lord would say, go up, I've given them into your hand. And it happened repeatedly like that. Lord, shall I go up? Go up, I've delivered them into your hand. Shall I go up? Go up, I've delivered it in your hand. And after a few times of that, you think, well, I know how to do this. Enemy comes up, and I just go against them, the Lord gives me victory. But instead of that, every time they'd come, he'd go to the Lord again and say, inquire of the Lord. This time the Lord said, no, don't go up. Go around behind them and wait till you hear me moving in the top of the trees. Well, good thing he asked today. I said, good thing he asked. Because if he had just done it the standard way he did it the last four times, he could have gotten defeated. And yet he could have called it, I'm going up by faith. Believe in God to give me victory like He did last time. Yes, but you can't believe just on what you decide to believe. You got to hear from Him. Every day's a new day. And that's why He didn't just give us a book. He gave us the author of the book. He gave us the Holy Spirit in us to quicken what part of the book applies to us at any given time. And to speak words to us that are not specifically mentioned in the book about our daily life. It'll always be in line with the rest of the book. But how does faith come? Where does it come from? By hearing that anointed, quickening word from Him to us today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, True Faith Hears, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703A. That's R703A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. It's me, the baby.